All right, Friday night, and we are live. It's the Biden administration's last weekend. One last thing, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just a couple things off the pregame. I thought that video, it was an Insurrection Barbie video from Marco Rubio. It's titled, Marco Rubio Destroys Kristen Welker. And Kristen Welker thinks that she's dropping a bomb on Marco Rubio by saying, and I'm no big defender of Marco Rubio, as everybody knows, but when somebody does good, which has always been the continuous statement of this podcast, somebody does good, you acknowledge it. Marco Rubio has been doing very good. And I think it was Mike Griffin on the chat said, what, is he taking another red pill? So yeah, when he does good, he does good. So there you go. So Marco Rubio, Kristen Welker thinks that she's dropping a bomb on Rubio saying, are you in favor of building illegal migrant camps for the 11 million illegal migrants that are in the country? He's like, because she thinks 11 million's a lot. 11 million was let in by the Biden administration alone, and upper estimates are more towards 20 million were let in by the Biden administration alone. And I love how he came back. He said, no, that's the old numbers. That's the pre-Trump administration numbers. So you had Trump, who basically closed down the border, especially towards the end of his administration. And then Biden let in somewhere between 12 and 20 million people into this country. Basically, two New York cities were allowed into this country. And the amount of people let in this country make up more than 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 states combined in population was let in. So I love how he held her, held her to account with that. And then he's actually said, because he answers the question, he goes, those are the old numbers. And she pressed him more, are you going to build these internment camps? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. They're illegal. These aren't internment camps of Japanese American citizens in 1941. These are internment camps for people who have come here illegally, who get 3 square meals a day until they are deported. And that's exactly how he should have answered the question. Kristi Noem butchered the Democrats, absolutely butchered them. She is a more politically savvy Pam Bondi. And she's been through all the wars. She's tough, tough as nails. I'm a big fan of Kristi Noem, second best governor in the United States, right behind Ron DeSantis of Florida. She, of course, of South Dakota. She destroyed them on Capitol Hill. And again, I could show you endless videos of confirmation hearings, but we're just not going to do that. She did. She absolutely, you'll see the videos in the pre and post game, but she did great. Absolutely destroyed. She's the one who's taken Alejandro Mayorkas' position at DHS. Thank God. And I'm not saying this the Lord's name in vain. Literally, thank you, Lord, for sending us Kristi Noem to take the place of the most inept, evil DHS secretary, or almost really probably the most evil member of any cabinet in American history. Maybe there's a couple, I don't know if there's any exceptions to Alejandro Mayorkas. I mean, really. And she blanketly said she's getting rid of the CBP One app, which is basically the app that allows people via an app on the phone to apply for sanctuary in the United States, and it's automatically granted. And get this, Aaron, get this, Brent, whenever you apply for it, you're no longer considered to be illegal, so they don't have to count up against the illegal border invasion stats across the southern border. And you can also, that also makes arrangements for you to fly into the country at $150,000 a flight that we're paying for, to pay for illegals to break our laws and come and rape and murder our women. That's great, isn't it? And that's exactly what has happened. Endless, endless crimes, endless rapes, endless murders. The number one perpetrators of crime in the New York City area are all illegals. That's a fact. That is just the way that it is. And they can argue with that all they want. Those are the actual factual data. And I would love it. Kristen Welker, you're actually going to build internment camps for 11 million illegals? It's actually more like 25 to 30 million illegals. And yes, it's exactly what needs to happen. All right, let me say hey to everybody in the chat. I'm going from bottom to top here. So if you put your name on, I'm going to get you first. Here we go right now. Sheila K is on. P-Sus E-G-E-P is on. LaPicket Fence is on. D9597 is on. Susan Pierce is on. Dave Souter is on. Alpha Acres is on. Producer Aaron is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Mike Griffith is on. Joe Heathen's on. Veronica 1-8201 is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Sixlin is on. Abseeks Truth is on. Sexy Pony's on. Uncle Wally's on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Sixlin is on. Granite 2468 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Judy Anita is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Just Fact is on. Jay Anna Jones is on. Bud Dave is on. Let me see here. Big Scott 1 is on. Luann 5 is on. Hotshot Insights is on. Let me see who I missed here. Richard Perry 49 is on. Will Gilbert is on. Let me see. Q13013 is on. See who I missed here. Anybody? Wisconsin Honey Badger's on. TJT1 is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. So Biden's losing his mind. He's screaming again at a podium. When is this guy going to leave? It's the last weekend of the Biden administration. Can't he just cool his jets and leave us all alone? Because he has now come out and declared RNC research video. Biden has unilaterally declared that the 28th Amendment to the Constitution is now in place. Can you do that? No. Does everybody realize that the 28th Amendment to the Constitution, which is equal rights for women, was passed in 1972 and has never been ratified? It sits there. It's not a part of the Constitution. It's not an amendment. If it's actually ratified, it will become the 28th Amendment of the United States of America, but it has not been ratified. But Joe Biden, quote from RNC Research, Biden thinks he can unilaterally declare the 28th Amendment to the Constitution, which of course he can't. He can't do because it wasn't ratified in time. It hasn't been ratified. And yet he's up there at a podium declaring it to be part of the Constitution of the United States of America. Play for me, Brent.
Today, I affirm the Equal Rights Amendment to have cleared all the necessary hurdles to be added to the U.S. Constitution now. The Equal Rights Amendment is the law of the land now. It's the 28th Amendment to the Constitution now.
It's not those things. Let's go in descending order. It's the 28th Amendment to the Constitution now. No, it's not. That's a lie. It's absolutely not true. It is not currently the 28th Amendment of the United States of America. Second of all, he says it is now the law. It is the law of the land. Ready, Aaron? Now. No, it's not. It's not the law of the land. You know why it's not the law of the land, Brent? Because it's not the law of the land. That's why. Very simple. So I guess as a Democrat, as they have been doing over the last 4 years, 5 years of 15 days to flatten the curve, you can say whatever you want, violate everybody's constitutional rights, and there's no repercussions on you. You just make up laws and prosecute former presidents, just making up laws. And he says it's now gone over all the necessary hurdles. Ready, Aaron?
No.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't gone over all the necessary hurdles. Ready? Gateway Pundit article. The Equal Rights Amendment is the law of the land now. It is the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. Now, Biden said. No, it's not. It's not. None of this has ever happened. But he just goes up. I guess he wants to convince people. As he goes out the door and tries to destroy our economy while he goes out the door, he also wants to convince people that he's accomplished things that he has not accomplished. Because he has not accomplished ratifying the 28th Amendment. It hasn't been ratified. It's been sitting dormant since 1972. Aaron, when were you born?
93.
Brent, when were you born?
89.
All right, so it's been sitting dormant since 17 years before Brent was born and 20 years before Aaron was born. It's been sitting there. And it's been sitting dormant since 4 years after I was born. I was four when it was passed. I'm 56. Wow. It's just been sitting there. And it has not been ratified. Now look who's stupid enough to declare that it's now the law of the land. Put it up there for me, Brent. Of course, Cam, who I honestly believe is either on prescription medication 24/7, drunk 24/7, or a combination therein 24/7. The Equal Rights Amendment is the 28th Amendment, and it is the law of the land. No, it's not. How can you do this? How can you go up there and just make yourself look that stupid? It's amazing. More from the Gateway Pundit. The archivist of the U.S. still has not ratified the Equal Rights Amendment. You know what that means, Aaron? You know what that means, Brent? It's not what Kamala Harris just said that it is. Can't right. be law unless it's ratified. Right now, it's still in the exact same situation as it was when it was passed in 1972. When I was 4 years old, 17 years before Brent was born, and 20 years before Aaron was born. Exactly. Exactly the same place. Nothing has changed. Nothing. And they just go out in there and declare, like, you know, I'm going to declare Monday, Tom Lipley Day. It's now the law of the land. I mean, I have equal ability to do that as they do to say what they're saying right now. The amendment, which was passed, again, Gateway Pundit article, passed by Congress in 1972, enshrines equal rights for women. An amendment to the Constitution requires 3/4 of the states or 38 to ratify. Aaron, here's the thing. You actually could be correct in what you just said. Mm. Virginia in 2020 became the 38th state and finally ratified. Finally, was what passed it, became the 38th state. In other words, it became what is the requirement to pass it, 3/4 of the state. They became 38th state to ratify the bill after it sat stagnant for decades. Biden is now issuing his opinion because he was a law professor. Remember that one? Even though he never actually taught a class in his life, but he was a law professor.
Finished top of his class.
Yeah, finished. That was what qualified him to be a law professor. Right. When he said he finished top of his class, he was 76 out of 82. Biden is now issuing his opinion that the amendment is ratified. You know how you know it's not ratified? It's not ratified. It's not been ratified. It would next fall upon the archivist of the United States, Dr. Colleen Shogan, to certify and publish the amendment, CNN reported. Now, let's see. Has Colleen Shogan certified it and published it? No. So how is it ratified? Both Kamala Harris, as stupid as she is, and Joe Biden, as stupid as he is, have both declared that it's now the law of the land. It can't be unless it's ratified by one Colleen Shogan, archivist of the United States. None of that has happened. Now, here's the problem, though. And this is the point that Aaron brought up earlier. A legal battle is on the horizon because ratification deadlines have collapsed. So the amendment may no longer exist as an amendment because they didn't ratify it in time. So it may no, even though it got the 38 states, the 3/4 of the states to ratify it, to make it the 28th amendment. After you make it the 28th amendment, you have a certain amount of time to get it ratified by Colleen Shogan or whoever it is at the time the archivist of the United States of America. All that time has lapsed. So Joe Biden's wrong again. Let him go out in utter disaster because that's what he's been for the entire 4 years of his presidency. How can you ever be a freaking Democrat? You're a Christian. You're watching this right now and you're a Democrat. Look in my eyes. You're not a Christian. There you go. A legal battle is on the horizon because ratification timelines have lapsed. Get this. But legal experts contend it isn't that simple. Ratification deadlines lapse, and 5 states have rescinded their approval.
Okay.
So now they're down to 33, and they need 38.
Oh, my gosh.
Oopsie. According to Brennan Center for Justice at New York University's Law School, prompting questions about the president's authority to ratify the amendment. The president doesn't have the authority to ratify an amendment. No. Let's go back. That would be Colleen Shogan of the Archivist of the United States. That'd be like the president of the United States making an arrest. Doesn't have the authority to make an arrest. He's not a sworn law enforcement officer. Authority to ratify the amendment more than 50 years after it was passed. CNN reported. There you go. Absolute lies. Absolute bold-faced freaking lies. All right, now the story that has rocked the nation. Got to get to this. Everyone's heard about Canine Rocky. Somebody, I'd like to give you, you know what? I'm going to see if I can find you really quick because I want to give you credit. Let me find you. You're like, Tom, you can't do this. I'm doing it. Let me see what I can do here. Somebody sent it to me on Twitter, and I want to give you credit for it. Where are you? And somebody telling me that I'm not Alex Jones. I agree. He's better.
I saw that.
Yeah. Tom, you're not Alex Jones. I agree. If I had to choose between watching me or Alex Jones, I'm watching Alex Jones. But he's not on right now live. We are. So there you go.
You're not trying to be.
Be or act like Alex Jones in any way, shape, or form. I just found it and then scrolled 100 miles past it. Gosh, dog, I hate myself right now. Oh, there we are. Patriot Standard sent it to me. So Patriot Standard, if you're watching, thank you for alerting me to the story about K-9 Rocky. Maybe because you see me, put all of those, you know, all the dog stuff on, really great dog video, not related to police stuff, on the post game. But K9 Rocky, so thank you, Patriot Standard, for sending me this. I already knew about the story, but I wasn't planning on running it until you sent it to me. So thank you so much for doing that. All right, let me get back to the chat. That's not the chat. What am I doing? You're like, Tom, you can't do this. Nothing makes my blood pressure go up anymore. I've humiliated myself in public far too many times. So anyway, so here we are, K9 Rocky. Now, this is what K9 Rocky ended up being shot 2 to 3 times, depending on what story you read. So I'm going to go 3 times, shot 3 times, once severely through the neck. K9 Rocky was shot in the apprehension of the man who killed this hero. Put that up for me, Brent. This is what the story is all about. I want to make it clear, Rocky, Abigail Dive tweet, Rocky is part of a bigger story. 17-year Brazoria County veteran deputy Jesus Vargas was killed by the suspect who shot Rocky, the canine, who is a marshal canine from the U.S. Marshals canine. Thanks to this canine, the killer was found and killed. Our hearts are with those who mourn Deputy Vargas. Absolutely. Right here. Falling blue. Got a cop sitting next to me to my right. I'm a cop for 25 years myself. True hero who sacrificed it all. Thank you, Deputy Jose Vargas, for your service. You'll never be forgotten. All right, go to the next one for me, Brent. So, Rocky, here's Rocky. He was shot. You can play it. You can side by side it or just play it. Start. Just go side by side whenever you can. This is a Kenny Webster video. Here is K9 Rocky after he was shot 3 times, once through the neck, being airlifted. Aaron, just switch to the video for me, would you?
Oh, yep.
So there's K9 Rocky being airlifted to the emergency vet for emergency surgery. Obviously, shot 3 times. You can see one of the shots actually went pierced his nose. And this was in the apprehension of the man who killed Deputy Vargas. So obviously, K9 Rocky, as they always are, if you've ever been around K9s, there he is. Of course, a Belgian Malinois. He looks exactly like my dog. Yeah, exactly does. Like him. Being carried off, an absolute hero. Okay, let's go to the next one, Brett. I don't even know where I am. Let me see. Which one's next? All right, there we go. Abigail Dye tweet. Thank you guys for being on top of it. Rocky, the K9 deputy, shot twice. So Abigail has twice. Other people have 3 times. Yesterday is expected to make a full recovery. Good news. Amen. Praise the Lord. The vet says that he walked twice today and that his handler hasn't left his side. He's expected to be released in the next 48 hours or so. The U.S. Marshals say that Rocky saved lives yesterday. The vet called him the luckiest dog in the world, considering his injuries. Go, there you go. That's his handler, U.S. Marshal handler right there with him pre-op. And then there he is with him post-op and pretty much slept there. He absolutely slept there the entire time. All right, let's go to the next one, which is a live PD day video. Here's K9. Here he is, K9 Rocky, right here. Play for me.
There we go.
There he is, released and good to go. So praise God that he is okay. I can tell you right now, I would have bawled my brains out if that didn't work out the way that I wanted it to. All right, go to the next one for me, Brent. Jennifer Greenberg video, more on Deputy Vargas. Rest in peace, Brazoria County Deputy Jesus Jesse Vargas. Thank you for protecting and defending our community and making the ultimate sacrifice, on behalf of abuse victims. My prayers are for your family and U.S. Marshal K9 Rocky, who is also shot. What senseless evil, the killer, Robert Lee Davis, a.k.a. Sean, whatever scumbag Davis, was shot and killed when police returned fire. He was wanted for domestic abuse and sexual assault. So rest in peace, Deputy Vargas. We love you. I'm glad that the bad guy's burning in hell for all of eternity. Aaron, you got your wish. There's people that He doesn't mean it when he says it, when Aaron says it, but his people that Aaron wishes hope don't get saved.
Yeah.
So they actually go to hell and pay for what they've done. But anyway, and I'll be honest with you, I struggle with the same thing. Just wanted to show you more pics. That's K-9 Rocky right there. What a beautiful, beautiful hero. We thank him for saving lives. Let me show you these next videos. You guys can run these congruently. Just run them one right after another. Let's actually pay tribute to these canines, and these are different canines from different departments and different jurisdictions. Let's pay some tribute, run some short videos of what these Belgian Malinois and police dogs do on a daily basis to save the lives of citizens and law enforcement officers. Play for me, Brent.
He called for backup, but says Giebert started driving recklessly.
And we're going to be turning eastbound southwest 20th Street.
The deputy chased Giebert for several miles, blowing through stoplights and red lights. At one point, Giebert's accused of flying through a busy highway without slowing down.
And up to Highway 200, going over Highway 200.
Eventually, the deputy says Giebert stopped in a residential area and then tried to make a run for it.
Driver's bailing.
And that's a decision he likely regrets. As the deputy followed behind K-9 Jax, we see the dog has a firm hold on a very sensitive area.
Show me your hands! The sooner you show me your hands, the sooner I take the dog off! Let me see your right hand!
The deputy then moves in for the arrest as Giebert begs him to pull off the K-9.
Get them all, please! Don't fight! As soon as I get your handcuffs, as soon as the dog goes off, okay? As soon as I get your handcuffs, as soon as the dog comes off, okay? Hold on, buddy, hold on! Hold on!
That was John Brown reporting there. Deputies say that Giebert was out on active felony probation and had cocaine and other drugs in his system. He's now in the Marion County Jail being held without bond.
Police dog chased down a carjacking suspect in Orange County this evening. Look at this dog races after the man and knocked him down in a business complex. Authorities say the man had been wanted for assaulting a police officer and had carjacked a woman during the pursuit.
Hey, you guys, play that last one for me side by side. And I just want to give advice to any criminals that are watching. I was 25 years in law enforcement. Don't run from a Malinois. Okay, you have no chance. They can throttle it up to 40 miles an hour. Boom. And then they launch at the very end and break your skull on the sidewalk. Don't run. Just lay there and you won't end up with a vice grip bite on your butt cheeks either. Just give up, okay? You're not going to get away. It's, I mean, look at this thing.
Watch the cop. Watch the cop throwing some hate down on him too. Watch him. Here he comes.
Yeah, and then not only do you get the dog, then you get the pig pile.
This guy.
Ba 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 boom.
Boom. Boom.
You get for running. Don't Dude, run. Don't run. That reminds me of that Chris Rock video. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta find that.
No, we got to. We can't play it during CTN though. But let's play it at the end. When we cross 10 o'clock, everybody, guarantee I'll play the Chris Rock video. See if you can find that for me. Of course the Cincinnati cop has to talk about how the cop brings the hate afterwards.
If you run from the police, you'll be your last
pay
time.
The price. It's the last guy in, the second to last guy in. Ooh, whoa. Probably because the guy went after the dog. But anyway. All right. So there you go. Just had to pay tribute to the police officer, Deputy Vargas, who was murdered, and K-9 Rocky, who saved the lives of other cops and then went in and was part of the apprehension of the person who murdered Deputy Vargas. But anyway, and I can't keep talking about it. I'll start bawling again. So I need to stop. All right. Let me go to the next story here. All right. So TikTok looks like it's going to be shut down on Monday, on Sunday, Benny Johnson video breaking. U.S. Supreme Court upholds the law banning TikTok. Play for me.
The Supreme Court upholds the law that was passed by Congress in a bipartisan manner, signed into law by Joe Biden last April, to find a new buyer within 270 days. The Supreme Court has now ruled that that law stands. What happens to the app, however, is a wide open question.
And this was a pretty momentous discussion. And in fact, we just heard from President-elect Trump through True Social that he spoke to President Xi this morning, of course, the president of China, which owns the TikTok app. And this did come up. We don't know what was discussed, but it did come up.
Now, this is a difficult story. Of course, when any bill is passed that's bipartisan, my antenna go up. That means that Republicans agree with Democrats. And really, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. What do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have a darkness? 2 Corinthians 6:14. So immediately my antenna go up that this is probably not a good thing. The only contravening argument is that TikTok is owned by the CCP and the PLA. And should we have a communications entity in the United States owned by our number one global adversary, which is not Russia, it is obviously China. But then again, we have a free market economy. So it's a difficult judgment call. My opinion is put strict restrictions on TikTok. Well, here's the problem. See, if we actually had a federal law enforcement agency, i.e. the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, if we actually had a Federal Bureau of Investigation, you could actually be constraining TikTok so that they're not committing crimes, which they are. They're stealing American information, our own private information, potentially our financial information and everything else, which they're storing in databases in China. So they can use them possibly even for bioweapons. And I don't have time to get into this, but if they can put together different biological information about human being, about the United States citizenry, and what can affect Anglos, what can affect Black people, what can affect Asian people, what can affect Latin Americans, whatever it may be, the Wuhan Institute of Virology and their other bioweapons labs have specific bioweapons, viruses that will attack specific races. That's all fact, by the way. That's all been proven. Not necessarily that the Chinese are doing it, but that it is being done, and i.e., of course, then the Chinese are doing it and probably paid for by Anthony Fauci. But anyway, so it's a difficult scenario because the wrong people want it to be taken down, but you almost can't argue with what the reasons why. But the problem is it benefits. So this gets a little complicated. So the people, it's not really complicated, but so the people who want it taken down, it being taken down benefits their campaign financiers. Because Zuckerberg is benefiting from this hugely. Now, so is Elon Musk, though. It's tough. It's a tough one. All right, so it looks like it's going to be taken down. Now, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, has an offer proffered on the table for $20 billion for TikTok right now. So, and that would be then an American company, which was the Supreme Court ruling is that it's either has to be shut down or sold to an American entity, which Kevin O'Leary is representing, although Canadian, a consortium of Americans for $20 billion. Remember Twitter was sold for $44 billion.
Yeah.
Which Elon knows. He way overpaid. I mean, TikTok was probably worth $10 billion. But Elon did what he had to do to unleash free speech or allow free speech again. So it's a difficult thing. Aaron doesn't want it taken down. For once in my life, I'm like a tweener. I'm never a tweener. But let's listen to the argument. Let's listen to the arguments now. And then we're going to get into the financial interests of some congressmen and women. All right, Wall Street Apes video. It's a Wall Street Apes video, but this is the older millennial. Aaron, we got all the bad words bleeped out, right? Yep. I didn't ask you before the show. All right. The Supreme Court upholds the TikTok ban. Older millennial. Play for me, Brent.
Liberals, get your popcorn out. I'm about to get on a Republican. This is Representative Michael McCaul. And you may not know him, but if you're on this app, you should. Because he wrote the bill to ban TikTok. But he's also done some other really interesting recently. So here's Mike's recent questionable activity. On March 3rd, he authored the TikTok ban bill. Then on March 22nd, he invested $150,000 in Meta. On the 26th, he invested another $150,000. And on the 28th, he invested another $150,000. So about 3 weeks after writing the TikTok ban bill, this man invested $450,000 in TikTok's competitor. Oh, and then what did he do once he saw his TikTok ban was going to be included with all the Ukraine funding? Well, on April 1st, he invested $350,000 more in Meta, followed by the 5th, where he invested that again. And then about a week later, of course, he voted yes on the bill he wrote. So within the span of 40 days, this dude wrote the TikTok ban bill, proceeded to invest $450,000 in the competitor, and then invested another $700,000, taking his total investment in Meta to $1.15 million. And then he voted yes. Now, obviously, the word most people are using here is suspicious, but the word we should be using is criminal. This man wrote the bill to ban TikTok, proceeded to invest more than $1 million in its competitor, whose stock will skyrocket if TikTok actually gets banned, and then voted on the bill to ban it. Are you paying attention yet?
So if you're wondering how things actually work in Washington, D.C., the 888 people that I can see watching right now, and everybody watching internationally on the Christian Television Network, I'm going to pop your balloon if you believe that everything happening in Washington, D.C. is above board, because here it is. Get ready, Aaron. Get ready, everybody. None of it is.
Yeah.
It's all about the personal advancement of politicians, whether it's financial, aggrandizement, popularity, fame, whatever it is, and primarily money. It's all about the personal prosperity of congressmen and women. That's it. And I mean Republicans and Democrats. And you can't be more of a staunch conservative and staunch Republican than I am. But we get betrayed by people like Mike McCall. Why is Mikey McCall so in favor of the Ukraine war? That can never be won. The Ukraine army could never defeat Russia. It's nothing but a perpetual meat grinder that has killed a million, has killed or injured a million. And it's bare minimum of 600,000 dead Ukrainians, not to mention the Russians. Why is he for it? Why? Mike McCall's never going to fight it. He's got his perfect gel backed hair. He's never going to fight in that war. Why is he so for the Ukraine war? So he can attach a bill to it, because everyone believes it's pseudo righteousness to fund the Ukraine war in the name of funding a fight for democracy. For a country that's not a democracy at all. It's an authoritarian dictatorship with no elections, no opposition parties, and no opposition media. That's the democracy you're fighting for in Ukraine, which is also the most corrupt entity in the world. And having Ukraine burned to the ground benefits the bourgeois globalist elitist and the Democratic Party. So why Mike McCall wants the Ukraine war? So he can attach a bill to it that personally prospers him. In case you missed any of the statistics, Supreme Court, of course, upholds TikTok bill. Many members of Congress, many members, Aaron, Brent, bought Meta stock as they were voting to ban TikTok.
That's lucky.
So they would, what? I mean, what fortune? What absolute fortune? You know, that's like following the Nancy Pelosi stock trader. You ought to follow that account on Twitter. You follow Nancy, you buy stock whenever Nancy buys it, you're going to go up a minimum of 70%, just like she did last year. Or you can be like the other Democratic Party politician, can't remember his name, Senator, whatever, Hyman, whatever it is. He went up 142%. Ron Wyden. I think it's Wyden. Went up 142% in 1 year. Amazing. Truly amazing how they're able to do that, because they are on committees that oversee the various entities of the economy that they're buying stock in. And then they pass laws. They like, okay, we're going to pass a law that causes this company to be able to manufacture new things. And right when they pass that law, they all buy stock in it. And then the law doesn't even come into place for a year later. That's what they've been. That is all of Washington, D.C. And just so you know, that's everything. There's nothing else to discuss in Washington, D.C. That's why everything is done in Washington, D.C. No, Tom, there has to be altruistic motives. Name them. Name them. Please name them. Name them. Name me one situation where a politician doesn't profit off of their own legislation. Anyway, so many members of Congress are banning TikTok while simultaneously buying Meta stock. Shouldn't that be against the law? Isn't that called insider trading, where you have many Americans in federal freaking prison for doing exactly the same thing, But they do it on Wall Street, and they do it on Wall Street, federal prison. You do it on Capitol Hill, no problem. Let's just go to the Capitol Hill bar. Let's let's molest more of our interns and then pay them $17 million to cover it up. That's how it is. That is it. You may want to believe it's the Washington Monument and the Iwo Jima Monument and the Korean War Monument. I love all of them. Vietnam War Memorial. I've been to all of them, cry my eyes out. That's not America. America is controlled by a CCP, PLA-controlled, WEF-controlled, London-controlled Washington, D.C. So, many members of Congress bought Meta stock as they were voting to ban TikTok. And Aaron brought up a very valuable point here. The problem with the ban on TikTok, here's the contradicting argument to banning TikTok, is that it licenses them to ban Rumble.
Yep.
It also licenses them to ban Facebook. But who's in power? So if the Democrats are in power, Rumble gets banned. If the Republicans are in power, Meta gets banned. But the Republicans never actually do what the Democrats do. So we lose Rumble and Meta gets even more powerful. Yeah. Meta / Instagram.
And X. Yeah.
Oh, X too. Right. X. Yeah. Thank you, Aaron. X also can be banned.
Yeah.
Depending on who's in power. But again, even when we're in power, we never actually make them eat what their own legislative policies and their own narratives and their own agendas. We don't make them do that. We just take it while they're in power and do nothing when we're in power. So Meta stock, the Congress, many members of Congress bought Meta stock as they were voting to ban TikTok. They're getting rich while eliminating their donors' competition. Credit, now this is Wall Street Apes talking, but this off of the older millennial video. Congressman Mike McCall, Republican, who wrote the TikTok ban act right before he bought Meta stock. So again, he oversees this part of the economy. Votes to ban TikTok while simultaneously buying Meta stock. The ban doesn't happen till now. So let's look at what's happened. So Congressman Mike McCall, who wrote the TikTok ban bill, invested $1.5 million. How does a man making $174,000 a year, how is he able to invest this amount of money? Don't worry, we'll get to that. As he bans TikTok, he buys, and did any of us know they were banning? Now, when he bought the stock, was it public knowledge they were banning TikTok? I don't know, but I will bet you right now that it was not public knowledge. When we think it's public knowledge, like there's a date when it became public knowledge. But here's the thing. If you're already positioned in place to buy the stock before that, you're like right there waiting, then you're still at least a day ahead of everybody else. Yep. But he knew months in advance this was going to happen. On March 3rd, he authored the TikTok ban bill. On March 22nd, before the bill was passed, he invested $150,000 in Meta. On March 26th, before the bill was passed, he invested another $150,000 in Meta. On March 28th, he invested another $150,000 in Meta. So about 3 weeks after writing the TikTok bill, Mikey McCall had invested $450,000 in TikTok's competitor. Oh, and then what did he do once he saw his TikTok ban was going to be included in the Ukraine funding? Well, on April 1st, he invested $350,000 in Meta, followed by the 5th, where he invested that again. So first, $350,000. 5th, $350,000. Then about a week later, of course, he voted yes on the bill. So that didn't even pass yet, Aaron.
Yeah.
But he's got $1.5 million in it. So within a span of 40 days, older millennial, this dude wrote the TikTok ban bill, proceeded to invest $450,000 in the competitor, then invested another $700,000, taking his total up to a total investment in Meta to $1.1 $5 million, and then he voted yes on the bill. Tell me that's fair. Now, did any of us even know about this, that this bill was even coming to a vote before it came to a vote? Did we know about it prior to his first investment, which was on March 22nd? Did we know about it before then? If not, it's insider trading. It needs to go to federal prison. This has to stop. What are your motivations up there? The well-being of United States citizens? Or lining your own pockets when you're able to insider trade on Capitol Hill. And that's That's the motivation all around the globe. Well, we're not allowed to discuss that because it's an ongoing investigation. No, you won't discuss it because it will reveal your corruption. We can't discuss that because of national security reasons. No, it's so that your corruption is secure. We can't give J6 defendants access to exculpatory video evidence because it's a threat to national security. No, it's a threat to your own personal prosecutorial corruption. It's all must come to light. All right, Nancy Pelosi, stock trader. Listen to this. Public service announcement. Nancy Pelosi, stock trader. Follow this person, he or she, on Twitter. Again, this shouldn't be legal. Mike McCall just filed $16.1 million worth of trades. Amazing as a member of Congress. And the conflicts of interest are pretty blatant. Some of this is redundant, but you're going to hear new stuff. This time, he disclosed buying another $500,000 in Intel, INTC stock. Keep that in mind now. Buying $750,000 in Stifel and many more. But what's notable about this filing is this. He sits as chairman on some of the most powerful House committees, including Foreign Affairs, Homeland Security, the Congressional High-Tech Caucus, the Congressional Cybersecurity Caucus.
There it is.
And the Congressional AI Caucus, and he just bought $500,000 worth of Intel stock, $750,000 worth of Stifel stock, and $1.15 million in Meta stock. And he sits on the High-Tech Caucus. He sits on the Cybersecurity Caucus and the Congressional AI Caucus, and what covers everything, the Homeland Security Committee and the Foreign Affairs Committee. As Foreign Affairs, so you know, isn't it a foreign affairs issue when you're dealing with ByteDance, which is a CCP-controlled, owned company, which owns TikTok? Isn't that foreign affairs, Aaron? Is that not foreign affairs?
Yeah.
He sits on the committee, so he knows what's going to happen before Aaron does. Aaron didn't buy Metastock. I didn't buy Metastock. Brent, did you buy Metastock?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't either. Wouldn't we all have bought Metastock? Even though I hate Zuckerberg? I don't mean that in a non-Christ-like way. I'm just saying I hate what he stands for. Even though I can't stand, that's better, can't stand Zuckerberg, if I knew they were going to close down TikTok when Mikey McCall knew, I think I would have bought, I would have thrown $1,000 on Metastock, maybe $10,000 on Metastock. Wouldn't you, Aaron?
Yeah,
I would have. Because you can bet we're going to get a Nancy Pelosi-style return or Ron Wyden-style return or Debbie Wasserman Schultz, 139% in a year returned.
Yeah.
Like all, I'm naming all the returns from last year, 2024. All these people with over 100% return on their stocks, and they're all happen to be congressmen and women. Nancy Pelosi was on the middle end of that. She was only 70%. So buying $500,000 worth of Intel while sitting on the AI caucus could be a conflict of interest, writes Nancy Pelosi, stock trader.
Yeah.
Or trading $650,000 in Meta while sitting on the high-tech caucus and voting yes to ban TikTok. Other names in the filing include Charles Schwab, Shell Gas, Google, and like 50 other companies. To be fair, these all seem to be in his spouse and child's name.
Oh.
So it's all okay.
Yeah.
That's how they all get rich. Again, I don't mean to be redundant. I can't believe. Is it really 9:51?
Yeah.
Dang.
Holy moly. I thought it was 9:20. I'm dead to the wall serious. I thought it was 9:23. Oh, it's going to be a short show tonight, boys. Short show tonight. But anyway, it's all about, this is what they do. It's very easy. We have Aaron Yeager for Congress, right? And he raises $74 million for campaign ads. What he does is he sends his wife, Naz, to go and buy the campaign ads. She gets 10%. So she buys $70,000 worth of campaign ads. So now Aaron's worth $7 million, all in his wife's name. That's exactly what Ilhan Omar did. It's totally legal, by the way. And it's what Bernie Sanders does every time he runs for president. You think he really wants to be president? No, he wants to have his wife buy campaign ads.
Yep.
This is how this is the United States of America. It's not the Iwo Jima Memorial. It's not the Washington Memorial. It's not the Lincoln Memorial. It is a bunch of money-grubbing, disgusting, repulsive human beings like Mike McCall, who, to be fair, was all done in his spouse's and child's name. Here's the thing, though. A Finbold article, Mike McCall's net worth. Yahoo estimated, it's all in her name, but somehow Mike McCall's net worth is around $200 million as a sitting member of Congress. He inherited his wealth from his wife. So he makes illegal insider trading in his wife's name and then inherits her wealth. And she was wealthy anyway because she's the daughter of Lowry Mays, the founder of Clear Channel. Yeah. So she's wealthy anyway. So he uses her money to buy stocks in her name. And then he takes the money back and he's worth $200 million. But he buys the stock in her name. So everything's fine. Even though he's insider trading. Based on his latest financial disclosure report, we estimate Mike McCall's net worth to be between $157 million and $223 million. And the only reason why they don't know specifically is because he's a lawyer and he has certain exemptions. Like all lawyers, they should have exemptions because you can trust all the lawyers, right? I don't have exemptions. Brett, you got exemptions?
No.
I don't know. Aaron, you got exemptions? No. I don't get exemptions. No. I can only get IRS exemptions. I get IRS rectal examinations.
Yeah, exactly.
Bend over, Tom. That's what I get. All right, so let me show you this. Just some interesting stuff here on the side. This is the end of this report. Insurrection Barbie. Here's Mitchie McConnell. Net worth in 2005. He was only worth, Aaron, he's only worth $3
million. Oh.
5, 10 years later, he's worth nearly $27 million in 10 years. I didn't make that during my entire law enforcement career. He makes it in 10 years. All right, how? How exactly? Can anybody explain it to me? So go to the next one. I mean, no, stay right on that. Sorry, guys. It's the same thing. Eric Matheny on the bottom. Why would Mitch McConnell give a bleep about you or your family? That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's been in office since 1985. Aaron was not born yet. Aaron, it's Brent, what year were you born? 79?
89.
89. Brent was 4 years from conception. And Aaron was what, 92?
93.
Aaron was 8 years from conception.
Yeah.
Okay. Mitch McConnell has been in office that long. In which time he's accumulated, I mean, it's just a mere net worth of $34 freaking million. How? How? Insider stock trading? Or is it all okay because you tell your wife and she buys the stocks for you? It must all be okay. All right. I'll let that go. All right, we're on our 10-minute, we're on our 3-minute countdown till the Chris Rock video, which we've played before, but it's too funny, and it's in celebration of K-9 Rocky and in memory of the deputy who was murdered when Rocky was trying to save. All right, Benny Johnson video, breaking mass deportations. Get this. Now, Trump is still two and a half, three days from being sworn in. Gets sworn in at noon on Monday. But look at what's already happening. Play for me, Brent.
Trump has promised to carry out the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. And before those operations begin, some migrants are already choosing to leave the country voluntarily. News Nation's Jorge Ventura joins us live from San Antonio, Texas this morning with more on this story. Jorge, how many migrants are we actually seeing doing this, leaving voluntarily?
Right now, Mark, it's unclear, but we are starting to see a trend, and this comes as cities across the U.S. and Mexico are now bracing for President-elect's deportation operation. But his hardline messaging on those deportation efforts have some migrants panicking and some even choosing now to self-deport back to their home countries. I spoke with immigration attorney Rolando Vasquez, who tells me that some of the immigrants that he represents that entered under the Biden administration are now choosing to return home, fearing deportation under the incoming administration.
Just as recent as yesterday, they notified me that they're going to depart the country voluntarily. And understanding that, you know, the Trump administration is going to carry through on their promises.
And it's not just Trump's deportation plans that are influenced these decisions. Vasquez says it's also that Mexico is now open to accepting non-Mexican deportees. Mexico's move would impact Cuban and Venezuelan migrants the most, since those countries typically do not accept deportation flights from the U.S., but may from Mexico.
This is causing for many migrants to leave on their own, knowing that they're either going to be deported to their home country or be deported to Mexico. And they obviously, the overwhelming majority of them do not want to be in Mexico.
And my sources in Mexico tell me that it's likely that cartels and smugglers will exploit, kidnap, and extort those newly deported migrants. As of right now, it's unclear if Mexico has a plan to protect those deported migrants, Markey.
Yeah, borders about to change on Monday. At least that's what voters were promised. Jorge Ventura, thank you so much. Live from San Antonio this
week. So Trump isn't even in office yet, and people are self-deporting. How could you ever be a Democrat? Would anybody ever self-deport if Kamala Harris was elected president? How can you be a Democrat and even question the efficacy of Donald J. Trump? He's not even president, and people are self-deporting. And they don't want to go to Mexico. Anybody who illegally entered through Mexico, that's the responsibility of two persons. The government of Mexico, because they allowed it. They allowed them to cross all the way through Mexico into the United States. So tough crap. Mexico gets them. And then the second person who actually did the illegal entry in the United States, you go back to your port of entry. You go back to where you entered. Bye-bye. They don't know if Mexico has a plan. I don't give a crap. I don't care. We just had, you realize that we just had Democrats vote down a bill that would mandate that all illegal migrant sex offenders be deported immediately. And that was voted down by Democrats, or voted, not voted down by Democrats. It'll never see the Senate floor, but was all Democrats voted against it. How do you vote against deporting illegal immigrant rapists and child molesters? But they all did. How can you be a Democrat? How can you actually look yourself in the mirror as a Democrat? So wherever they entered, they go back. Mexico gets to eat it all. And if they don't like it, Trump will tariff them into non-existence. Simple as that. All right, Canico, the great video. This is good. I told you I'm not playing any of these, but it was too good not to play. Richard Blumenthal versus Kristi Noem. Play it for me, Brent.
I want to call your attention to an effort that I've led to help reunite children with their parents, children who were separated as a result of the so-called family separation policy in the last administration. I have introduced a measure called Keep Families Together, not only to limit separation of families at or near ports of entry, but also the Families Belong Together Act for several Congresses to help bring the children, the kids who were victims of this policy and who still are not big back with their parents. I hope that you will support that kind of effort.
Senator, the Trump administration never had a family separation policy. They had a zero tolerance policy, which said that our laws would be followed. What I'm alarmed by is the over 300,000 children that went missing during the Biden administration. And when we talk about children and what they're potentially facing as far as victimization in this country and the trafficking that's going on, this administration's lack of desire to find out where those children are or what they may be going through is alarming to me. So I want to stop that.
Because my time is expiring, I'm just going to interrupt again with apologies to say, let's put aside.
Well, I can't put aside 340,000 children.
Labels. Let's put aside what happened in the past. There are still 1,000 children who are separated and waiting to be reunited. I'd like your commitment that you're going to continue the effort to reunite them with their parents.
Senator, keeping families together is critically important to me and to this country. I'm concerned about Lake and Riley's family, that they no longer have her. I'm concerned about the fact that we have people in this country that don't know where their children are, or people in other countries who sent their children here and they've been lost by this administration. So, yes, my focus will be to keep families together. We will uphold our law and we'll make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep our children safe from the trafficking and the drug epidemic that's hit this country.
I'm going to end on an optimistic note and say I take that as a yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. John.
Imagine being so incoherent. Imagine being as incoherent as Richie Blumenthal. Imagine that you're concerned about 1,000 children being reunited with their families. Now, again, I don't want to go too deep into this, but this is all about the DNA testing that was canceled at the border, the Holman policies that were canceled at the border, the Remain in Mexico policies that were canceled at the border by Joe Biden on day one of his ridiculous administration, January 20th of 2021. So basically what Dick Blumenthal is so concerned about is people that were separated from who the adult said was their family. So when a child shows up at the southern border with an adult, and the adult says, that's my child. They canceled the DNA testing that proves whether or not they're related. That was canceled suspiciously, as if they want the child to go into the country with strangers, as all of these people are linked to pedophile rings. Why would you ever cancel the DNA test that would prove that the person in custody of the child is actually a family member? But Dick Blumenthal wants those people who were never DNA tested to be reunited. They were never DNA tested to prove they were actually related to the child, but somehow he wants them to be reunited. And get this, Aaron, get this, Brent. There's 1,000 of them out there. But he's not concerned at all about the 340,000 that are absolutely missing into the wind. How can you be a freaking Democrat? How can you live with yourself? They're like, Tom, I'm a Democrat and I attend Foundation Church. Stop coming. If you're not going to turn from your baby butchering sinful ways, stop coming. I don't want to usher you into hell. Yeah, you can't be a Christian. I know nobody else will say it but me. Well, they don't have it. They have no guts. You can't be a Christian and believe in baby butchering and child molestation and pedophilia and vote for those who peddle those things, butchering the unborn and trafficking children into a lifetime of sexual slavery. All right, so let's have some fun. As I talk about sexual slavery, I just transition right into have some fun. So let's do it, shall we? So anyway, let's set up our video again. You guys don't, you just side by side it. I want to set up our video again. And again, this is in tribute to Deputy Jesse Vargas and Rocky the Canine. So there you go. Don't run. Do not run. But roll back to the beginning, guys, because I missed the beginning because I was looking for names, but I remembered them anyway. So there we go. So it's Deputy Jesse Vargas. Don't run from a Malamaw. They can run 40 miles an hour. Now, after you get tackled by the Malamaw and whatever he tackled you with is being chewed off, and now here comes in cop number two and laying left hooks. I mean, beautiful. 12-6 left hooks. 12-6 left hooks to the guy's face. You know why it is that he's getting these left hook 12-6s to the face? You know why he's getting those? It's explained in a video by Chris Rock. Play for me, Aaron.
Have you ever been face to face with a police officer and wondered, is he about to kick my ass? Well, wonder no more. If you follow these easy tips, you'll be fine. First, obey the law. Laws were made for a reason. Think of them as hints. You've heard people say, man, I wouldn't do that shit if I was you. Well, here's some of that shit. Carjacking, armed robbery, arson, selling drugs, buying drugs, stabbing, shooting. You know, you probably won't get your ass kicked if you just use common sense. If you jump a subway turnstile, you might just get off with a warning from the police. But if you jump a turnstile carrying a loaded gun and smoking a joint, then maybe you need your ass kicked. Follow this simple tip. When you see flashing police lights in your mirror, stop immediately. Coming straight from the underground. Here's a no-brainer. If you're listening to loud rap music, turn that shit off. Last thing, fuck the police while you're getting pulled over by the police is just ignorant. When an officer approaches your car, be polite.
Is there a problem, officer?
And stay in your car with your hands on the wheel.
What the fuck do you want, motherfucker?
Want to give a friend a ride? Not so fast. Your friend might be crazy. Now, before you let your friend in your car, ask them these questions. Do you have a gun? Do you have drugs? Do you have any warrants? And in case you do get pulled over by the cops,
license and registration, please.
Remind your friend to do this one thing. Shut the fuck up.
Man, don't give him shit. What the fuck do you want?
Here's a tip you should never forget. If your woman is mad at you, leave her at home. Because a mad woman will say anything.
He got weed! He got weed!
If your woman is mad at you, there's nothing she'd like to see more than you getting your ass kicked. Now let's review. Obey the law. Use common sense. Stop immediately. Turn that shit off. Be polite. Shut the fuck up. And last but not least, don't ride with a mad woman. If you follow these simple pointers, you probably won't get your ass kicked by the police.
That's a public service from the TLP staff right there. All right, love you all. Listen, join us at Foundation Church this Sunday. Do not forget. Be here at 10 o'clock, trying to break our record. We're getting up in the high sixes, like, a lot. I think we're like 683 last Sunday, something like that, 687. Join us at Foundation. You got to have a church. Trump is great. Gets inaugurated 12 noon on Monday, but he's not Jesus, and he can't save your soul. You got to have a church. You got to have a pastor. Wouldn't you want who else would you want to pastor you than me, as crazy as I am? Come on. So join us at Foundation Church, 10 o'clock Eastern time. No matter where you're watching in the world, join us on Sunday morning. You're like, you won't talk like this from the pulpit. You must never have watched. I'll say anything for the pulpit, believe me. But it's all Bible, 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 turn or burn, repentance, the promises of God. God wants you well, wealthy, prosperous, and victorious. And there's a judgment day and hellfire and brimstone, all because that's the Bible, and that's what we preach at Foundation Church. Join us Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Aaron will take the stage. You'll see Aaron right around 10:15. He leads our worship. Then we have about 1,000-member church. I'll take the stage somewhere around 11 o'clock for about a 90-minute sermon, something like that, a 75-minute, 90-minute, whatever it is, sermon. Join us Sunday morning. You will love it. Trust me. All right, Rumble Rants tonight. Cue the band, $40. Thank you so much. Susan M. Pierce, $20. Thank you so much. Jayanna Jones, $10. Thank you so much. Gucci Buckeye, $10. Thank you so much. Tina Rowena, $5. Thank you guys so much. Listen, stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. You're going to love the post game. It's awesome. It's positive. I'm done screaming at you. So stick around for the post game. Love you guys. See you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. If I don't see you then, I'll see you Monday night at 9 o'clock. Love you guys. God bless you. See you when I see you.
I'm not talking about those who aren't saved. I'm talking about those who are saved. And I'm even especially talking about those who used to be excited about their walk with God. Maybe those who are saved that have never really been excited. And I'm asking myself, why aren't they excited about Jesus, about their walk with God? And I want to tell you why. Are you ready? The reason why is because you've come in before and you've been lit on fire and you really liked it and you went home and did nothing with it. And then you got lit on fire again, got really excited, and then went home and did nothing with it. You've got to go home and pray, Bible study, worship, and fellowship daily. Or it will go out your carnal mind, which is a clanging cymbal, will drown out the love of God.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.